From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. BYU is out of the NCAA March Madness tournament. The men's basketball team fell to Texas by 8 points in the opening round last night. It was an upset, with the Cougars ranked as a number 6 seed and Texas 11. BYU forward AJ DeBonta played every minute of the game and scored 35 points. That's just 2 points shy of tying the school's NCAA tournament record for points in a game. This season, the freshman led the nation in scoring with just over 25 points per game. Utah's only hope left in March Madness is Utah State. The number 9 Aggies will take on number 8 Villanova this afternoon. Spring is coming at us faster than usual, and Utah is hitting record high temperatures. KUER's Devin Latore has more on what's going on.
Meteorologist Hayden Mahan is with the National Weather Service.
If we get 81 degrees or warmer, which we're forecasting, that would be the warmest March temperature ever recorded, previous record being just 80 degrees.
High pressure in the southwest is causing the heat, but Mahan says this kind of pattern usually doesn't happen until midsummer. For the past few days, Utahns have been soaking in the sun. Salt Lake City resident Josh Dom sits on a bench in Sugar House Park with his sunglasses on. He says he is still wishing for the cold.
It's nice, yeah. I mean, it's definitely supposed to be winter right now, so I'd rather be skiing. I'd rather it be snowing 2 feet this week, but here we are.
But the chances for snow anytime soon are slim. According to Mahan, the dry weather and warm temperatures are expected to continue until the end of the month. Devin Latore, KUER News.
And an update with the numbers that are in this morning. Salt Lake City, Logan, Cedar City, and St. George all had record-breaking heat for March yesterday. After a record hot and dry winter, things are looking bleak for Utah's water reserves. The Utah Division of Water Resources says the state's snowpack has already peaked weeks early, and it's the lowest on record, only 8.4 inches. With hot temperatures already here, the division says snowmelt will outpace any new snow Utah could get. So efforts now turn to conservation. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall is already calling for residents and businesses to cut back on water use, and city facilities will reduce indoor water use by 10%. A nonprofit is building housing for homeless veterans on unused state land in Washington City. The Southern Utah City has greenlit at least 4 homes, but there are more in the works. Katie McKellar with Utah News Dispatch has more.
The plan is to put up homes on a quarter acre of land owned by the Utah Department of Transportation. It's left over from an old construction project and is worth just under $200,000. A nonprofit called USA Project Valor is leasing the land for $1 a year. The group has already helped 25 Utah vets get housing in 3 other counties. To make the project possible, Washington City teamed up with Project Valor, state officials, and Boxable, a prefabricated housing company. These houses could be ready to go in a few months. Governor Spencer Cox supports the idea. He says he hopes other Utah cities do something similar. For KUER News, I'm Katie McKellar with Utah News Dispatch.
Utah mothers who have a traumatic childbirth experience need more support. That's from a new report by the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute and the Utah Department of Health and Human Services. Emergency C-sections and other medical complications can trigger childbirth trauma. Mothers can feel a lack of control and afraid of what will happen to them or their newborn. That can lead to problems bonding with the baby, anxiety, and avoiding future pregnancies. The research found getting emotional validation and access to mental health treatment could both help. That looks like mothers debriefing with their doctors, mental health checks before leaving the hospital, and more postpartum checkups. You're listening to KUER News.